Peter Howson is one of the world's most collected living artists. His work hangs on the walls of galleries and museums and in the homes of rock stars and actors. He's a man with a turbulent past and a present haunted by financial problems and worries about his mental health.
I understood what it was like to be in the mind of a madman. It's not a very nice place to be.
In 2008, he received the biggest commission of his career to paint the largest ever crowd scene in the history of British art. But the commission is fraught with so much difficulty that its completion is in jeopardy from day one.
Over the past 2 years, we've been filming with the trawlermen who sail out of Peterhead in northeast Scotland. We've documented a few brief moments in the long history of an extraordinary fishing community. These are rare glimpses into the lives of the skippers, their crews, and their families.
Professor Regan is a scientist. A scientist with a dream. She's putting any product that uses science to sell under the microscope. And making sure every marketing claim is true to its word. In hospitals and homes around the UK, thousands of sick people wait for life-saving transplant operations. And due to a critical shortage of organ donors, each year over 1,000 people die waiting for their transplant. But across Britain, teams of specialist transplant professionals are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, working against the clock to surgically remove healthy organs from recently deceased donors to help give the gift of life to those on the waiting lists. Deanne Schultz's testimony is just what detectives need to finally reopen the case. As the investigation becomes official, Winger drops his lawsuit against Bart Transportation. The evidence is returned to police, who soon deliver it to Tom Bevel for examination. His analysis of the alleged perpetrator's clothing raises suspicion.